It is a very, very good afternoon to Rukaya Farhead. Hello, Rukaya.
Hello, dear. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, always. Another day in paradise in Ballito, right?
Aren't we fortunate to be in this part of South Africa?
All right, Rukaya, tell us about your business, first of all. You are an audiologist. For someone who's come from a different planet, what does an audiologist do?
Oh, thanks. An audiologist is a healthcare professional who's able to identify and diagnose a hearing loss, manage hearing loss, manage tinnitus and balance disorders. And we're able to assist an individual with these kind of difficulties.
All right. Now, you are affiliated to ICANN. We've had a couple of guests in over the last 3-4 weeks or so. Tell us about ICANN, please.
ICANN is an independent connected audiology network. It consists of different practices of independent audiologists. So when you see an audiologist who belongs to an ICANN, you're actually able to get a thorough service, a thorough time spent on your assessment, and you're not restricted to the kind of management options that's available to you. You have a lot more options available, and you're guided by ethical practice.
All right. Now, I'm told that many individuals suspect that they have a hearing loss, but choose to wait and see. I bet it's more men than women, but that's a whole other thing. You know, the whole guy doesn't want to go to the doctor. Why do they do this, and what's the impact of this on their quality of life? In other words, they should come and see you.
It's quite an interesting question. Yes. So generally, very, very often a hearing loss is a very gradual thing that happens and happens to both the ears. And the hearing diminishes, so the person thinks that the next person or their partner is actually mumbling. Oh, you know, she doesn't speak well enough, or she just mumbles, and they just are in a state of denial. And when they start to realize that actually, hold on, there seems to be a lot more people now that are actually mumbling, and they start to realize that when they're in the restaurant, it's not really that people are not talking to you, it's that they're just struggling to understand. That's when they start to realize that, hold on, I think my hearing is diminishing. But unfortunately, like many people continue to wait. Research shows that some people can wait approximately 7 years before they've overcome their denial and they overcome the shock of the fact that they're getting the hearing is diminishing. But what happens in the process is the quality of life is affected. Unfortunately, when you get a hearing loss, then sometimes misunderstandings. Sometimes there's an argument. People start to isolate themselves. They disconnect. Sometimes they get a little bit depressed or they get dejected. And the most important thing is that the research is now showing that an untreated hearing loss has a link between your hearing and your cognition. And it's actually the number one modifiable risk factor for cognitive decline. So you can imagine the quality of life that happens when you just decide to wait and see. Do I really have a hearing loss, or is it the others that are moving?
Do you know? I listen to my body, and my body gives me the answers. So I know when there's something wrong and something that I've not had before, and if that happens to me, I toddle off to the doctor just to check it out. So it's the same with a hearing problem, I would imagine.
It should be. But there's so much of myths around, there's so much of misunderstandings. There's a fear that you're going to wear this huge, big hearing aid. And it's the horror that, I'm getting old. No way.
Getting old is not for sissies. It's not.
But it's actually not just the old people that only have a hearing loss. I'm actually quite surprised. Hearing loss affects any age group.
All right. Now, is there any specific age that one can get a hearing test? I mean, is there a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 20-year-old? How does that lie?
No, Dave, any age. A couple of hours after birth, you're a candidate for a hearing test.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay.
You can get a hearing test irrespective of your age. Even if you're special needs, we can test your hearing. There really is no excuse for you to not have the hearing test, Dave.
All right, so I've been diagnosed with a hearing loss, okay? I'm edgy, I'm worried. What do I do? Do I make an appointment with you? And when I get to you, what is the procedure and how long would I be with you in our first appointment?
So your first appointment, you obviously make the appointment so that you're not needing to sit and wait. Once you come through to any eye care audiologist, you chat about what is it that you're concerned about. What is it in your lifestyle? As an audiologist, I have to be able to understand what your lifestyle entails. Where is your hearing difficulties? Your life is a lot different to another individual who's in another environment. So as an audiologist, I gather the information from you and take a look into your ears. We want to rule out physically if there are any deformities, any abnormalities in your outer ear, something as simple as wax. Shall we check that out? Is there anything else more sinister? Do you need to see an ENT? Do you need to see a GP? We can guide you to do some middle ear testing to see, all right, everything's fine on a medical aspect. Let's get the hearing checked.
Okay.
So you pop into a hearing test room, and we do the hearing testing.
And it's pain-free as well. There's no pain involved.
Painless, absolutely painless.
Okay. And you have you'll have a beautiful bedside manner, of course, if somebody's nervous. Right? Okay. What's the most rewarding part of being an audiologist?
You know, there's a couple of things that I absolutely enjoy when I get out of bed on a Monday morning and I know I'm going to work. It's a case of, you know what, actually, I'm going to make a difference in someone's life.
Mm.
I have an absolute joy when I see a patient walk into my room, tears streaming down her face, because she is not able to hear her partner. She's not able to hear. She's a teacher at school, or my patient's a man who attends many meetings, and he's missed out. He works impacted, or she's not able to hear important information over the phone. Your relationships are broken. You are disconnected. And when you are able to help someone reconnect, when you're able to help someone re-enter the world with so much more confidence and so much more joy, it brings me so much more joy. It's my passion to help people. It's my passion to educate the people about their lives and their hearing, and that's the most rewarding part. It's a human part. No matter how much of AI we have in our lives, no matter how much of technology, the human part of being an audiologist is what I thoroughly enjoy.
All right. I feel your passion. I really, really do. And finally, if I want to come and see you, how does that work? How do I go about it? Do I go to a website or is there a phone number? What do we do?
So my practice is based in Glenwood, actually at Entebbe Hospital. You can either give me a call, you drop me an email, drop me a message. Am I allowed to disclose my details?
Perfect. Is that it? Simple as that.
Yeah, so you just give me a call, you WhatsApp and email, and we will set up an appointment for you. So it's either 031-261-4779 or 083-798-3086, and we can be in touch. You can just tell me the quick care I want to come through. And my practice is open to pediatrics and geriatrics and special populations, so we're able to...
You can help everybody, basically.
Everyone.
Rakhi, it's been really, really nice talking to you. You're a very passionate person. We love that. And thank you for joining us on 88 FM.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.